Continuing post-game coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on KNIAKRLS.com. KNIA3 tonight, the Norwalk girls defeat Bondurant Farrar handily 68-19. We're joined now by Norwalk head coach Joe Sigrist. It's been the third quarter of the first two games where you guys made your big run tonight. The third quarter was pretty good, but the first quarter, you score the first 27 points of the game. Pretty much everything went your way.
Yeah, the second quarter has been our bugaboo a little bit, but so we'll work on that. But I did emphasize the start of the game, and I was super proud of the girls and how they came out to start the game. You know, our goal is always to start 8-0 and make the other team call a timeout. We did that. And then I look again, and it's 17-0, and they call another timeout. So that's what we want to do. That's how we want to start the game, and I like our defensive intensity that then led to some offensive production.
Yeah, the defense did seem to set everything up tonight. The offense was good as well. You were scoring in threes there early. I think the first 12 or 15 points all came on either conventional three-point plays or three-pointers. Ava Carlson right in the middle of that. She had a couple of and-ones tonight. You had four and-ones early. I had to like the way that ball was moving against the zone, especially early.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, when we can get the ball to the middle and then have Ava work in that short corner, low post area, she's such a weapon, you know, down low. She plays bigger than she is. She's a captain for us. She was our MVP tonight because of the way that she kind of helped us set the tone. And I just love her work ethic, you know. You know, the Birminghams get tons of credit, which they deserve. But Ava's kind of the one energy-wise and sprinting everywhere and just that leadership on the floor that everyone can feed off of. So I'm super proud of Ava.
And another player tonight that deserves some props, Pearl Brown, just heading up that defense. You had her on their point guard and probably caused at least 10 turnovers tonight just with her defense out there. And, you know, a couple of years ago, she was a 5'4 freshman out there. Now she's a 5'9 junior, and that length is just wreaking havoc out there.
Yeah, I love our junior class. You know, you throw Hannah Overholzer into that, our new player that moved in from Texas. Those three just have relentless, just like an energizer battery that gets us going. So our junior girls, Pearl Brown, just we put her on the other team's best ball handler, point guard, and we know that she's going to, you know, force them left if they have a weak left hand, which like tonight. And she's just so long. She sets our tone defensively, and you know, she even got more assertive in the third quarter offensively and did some really nice things. I think ended up with 5 points. So if we can get her doing that and being another threat offensively to go along with her excellent defense, we're in really good shape.
And Avery Thomas, you know, last year, I don't know what her shooting percentage was from three, but not what she probably wanted it to be. This year, she's off to a great start and knocked down 4 3-pointers tonight. I think probably over 50% again.
You know, Avery is just an awesome, awesome senior leader. And she's always ready to go. Her and Grace Linder are seniors that give us that spark off the bench. I told them that in the locker room afterwards. And you know, when you can bring someone off the bench to hit 4 threes, and, you know, I know Avery struggled a little bit last year, just didn't get into the, you know, our flow, but she has, you know, senior sense of urgency is her to a T, and she's playing like that and just gives us such a spark off the bench.
And what does it say about this team right now? 3 games in, you can win a game by 40-some points where neither of the Birmingham girls score in double digits.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bailey ended up with 11.
Oh, did
but,
she? Okay.
Got it, you know, kind of later. But, yeah, I mean, when we can go down the scorebook and have 3, 5, 5, 9, 13, 12, 11, I mean, that's what you want because it's so hard to guard. And, you know, I love when we share the basketball because we're taking excellent shots then and not settling for maybe an okay shot. We're taking really good ones, and we did that tonight.
So you go into the Thanksgiving break at 3-0. What have been the overall highlights, the things you've been most happy about here through these first three games, and then maybe something you're going to emphasize to work on over the break?
Yeah, our kids are so coachable from top to bottom, all levels. You know, 19 girls in the program, they're just super coachable, and they're trying to take everything that we're coaching them and telling them to do in and execute it out there. So I love their attitude. I love our speed, our defensive intensity, our ability to score it when we do take a really good shot. Things that we can work on. We need to work on passing, you know, limiting turnovers. Not sure how many we had tonight, but it had to be up in that upper teens to 20. And we had 20 last night. So got to be stronger with the basketball. You know, we talked about, you know, faking a pass, making a pass. And if we do that, take better care of the basketball, I think we're going to put ourselves in really good shape in most games.
You've got a trip up to Ballard on Tuesday. How are you going to get ready for the Bombers and handle this break here?
Well, we've been going hard at it for 3 weeks now, you know, and 6 days per week. Haven't had many days off with the three games. So I'm going to give them 3 days off. Friday's an optional shooting day. They can come in, get some shots. Want them to get a run that day sometime, you know, at some point. Don't waste everything that we've kind of worked towards, but they deserve some time off. And Thanksgiving holiday, I want to be with my family. That means so much to me, and I want them to be able to be with their awesome families. So, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. That's Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. Warriors win tonight 68-19. They're 3-0. Thanks for your time. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.